Ahead of the vaccination drive that starts on Saturday, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi had a meeting with the chief ministers. He had some very important things to say. What we heard from him was that initially 3 crore healthcare workers and frontline workers will be vaccinated. So when we talk about healthcare workers, of course, we know in both government and private sectors. For frontline workers, he mentioned a few of them, say your Safai Karmcharis, Home Guards, Civil Defense, personnel working in the state or central police departments, and these people. So 3 crores of them, and he declared that the center will bear the cost of the vaccines, not the states. But very important thing that he said was that we public representatives do not fall in that category. So we are not healthcare workers, we are not frontline workers. So the MLAs and MPs, there has been a lot of speculation about, you know, how the MLAs and MPs, our public representatives, they may try to get themselves vaccinated first. So the PM has rolled it out completely. But today's meeting is just a trigger for what I'm going to discuss today in this episode of Politically Correct. What I'm going to discuss today is this mechanism, new mechanism that has come up in the past 1 year. It was the 10th time the Prime Minister had a meeting with the chief ministers over COVID. So since the outbreak of COVID last year, 10 meetings. And after every meeting, you know what the Prime Minister has said. But probably most of what the chief ministers say are not heard. Because what the Prime Minister says is streamed live. You see it all over television channels. But the CMs don't get the same facility. So what they do, like after the meeting is over, you will hear CMs, media managers calling you and telling you, okay, this is what they have said. But then the initiative is lost because Prime Minister is all over. In tomorrow's headlines, you will see him on the front pages, making headlines in all papers. He's already there on all TV channels. That is the mechanism we are talking about. Does it work? See, we have several existing mechanisms for center-state coordination. We have Interstate Council, which is chaired by the Prime Minister and which has all the chief ministers as members. But that council has not met since 2016, July 2016, if I'm not wrong. After the Planning Commission was abolished, well, NDC is there. NDC is again chaired by the Prime Minister and it has all the CMs. So NDC has become infructuous in a way. But then it exists. It has not been formally scrapped. In its place, actually, without it being scrapped, we have what we call this Niti Aayog Governing Council. Again, it has the PM as the chairperson and chief ministers and union ministers as its members. But even the governing council has not met after June 2019. And that is why when we look at this new mechanism, Prime Minister's meeting with the chief ministers on regular intervals over COVID, we start looking at how it is working. Because in one of the meetings, I think way back in June, the PM had said that whenever India's fight against coronavirus is studied, everybody will remember how we work together. We means the chief ministers and the prime minister. And it was the best example of what he calls cooperative federalism. But is that the best example? Because we have been talking to chief ministers. Obviously, nobody will go on record. But when you talk to them in private, they call it a one-way conversation. Not that they don't get to speak, but just that what the prime minister speaks comes out. And what they speak actually does not figure at all in the prime minister's speech later. In his concluding speech, or whenever after the meeting, whenever he makes his concluding remarks, you go back in all the 10 meetings, you never really heard him talking about what the chief minister suggested. So we have seen over the last 10 meetings, CMs had many complaints, they had many demands. For instance, many of the chief ministers, especially the opposition of the opposition ruled states, non-BJP ruled states. CMs, for instance, they wanted GST dues. PM just kept a stoic silence, no mention of it. Say like Naveen Patnaik once said that, you know, states should have the discretion to relax the guidelines as it wants, the central guidelines. Again, no response. You had many states like Kerala and Punjab making a clamor at one point of time that you should open or you should lift this ban on liquor sales because the states got a huge hit financially because of that ban. Again, no response. So there were a host of issues flagged by the chief ministers over these meetings. At the end of it, The Prime Minister won't respond to it at all. And that has really left the Chief Ministers wondering whether this is actually the best example of what you call, what the Prime Minister prefers to call cooperative federalism. Because we know the many of the chief ministers who came here today, now they have come here after passing resolutions in the assembly. I'm talking about the non-BJP chief ministers. Many of them have passed resolutions in the assembly against the central farm laws. At least 8 states have withdrawn the general consent given to the CBI for conducting probe in their states. And there are a host of innumerable examples of how this center-state coordination has actually virtually collapsed. There is hardly anything. The existing mechanism, as I mentioned earlier, is almost redundant. Interstate Council has not met for the last 4 years now. Your NDC is defunct. The Niti Aayog Governing Council has not met for the last 1.5 years. So we are all looking at this PM-CM's meeting or this mechanism. Is it working? Yeah, opposition CMs may have a lot of grouse. They really, what they think that, you know, it's like, it projects the CM in a very nice way, because the PM comes out as a, you know, as somebody who is handling it right from the front, who is leading the war against COVID, coronavirus from the front. And then he's hand-holding the chief ministers also. That's the message you get. As one of the chief ministers was telling me sometime back, that he looks like a dedicated teacher, you know, and we are like students. So the teacher comes, delivers the lecture. He has done his job perfectly. But the students, now they have to go back to their parents and they have to show that they have learned something, they have performed something. And if they don't do it properly, and if they don't perform, they are responsible. So teacher has done his job, now it's up to the students. And the CMs, many of the CMs have a deep grouse about it, because they think they have also led from the front. But what comes out of these meetings is that it's the Prime Minister who is leading the entire drive against fight against coronavirus, and which is partly true also, because you know the center has handheld many states. The way health infrastructure was ramped up across the states after the corona outbreak has been outstanding, and many other countries have praised this. There are many good things that the center has done. But point is there enough coordination happening? Or is it the top-down approach? The center is telling you, see how this coordination is happening. Now, the first meeting of the Prime Minister with the Chief Ministers on COVID-19 was on March 20th. 2 days later, he declared that in an additional nation, he declared a Janta curfew. That was on March 22nd. 2 days later, the Janta curfew was a dry run for the nationwide lockdown. But the Prime Minister gave no inkling of this to the Chief Ministers. Of course, there were many hard words. After that also, meetings have happened at regular intervals. The CMs are mostly in the dark. They come here, speak whatever they want to. There is hardly, nobody takes notice of that. It's the Prime Minister's speech which comes out. The PM never responds to whatever their demands are or whatever points they have raised. Actually, you look at all his speeches, you have never heard the Prime Minister talking about any CM or his or her suggestion. Okay, this Chief Minister has made this suggestion and this is what the center is going to do. No response to even GST dues. So this one-way conversation has been happening all through. Would you call that cooperative federalism? Many Chief Ministers, of course, from the non-BJP parties, many Chief Ministers don't believe in that. If you were to ask me, well, I suppose that's not really the way we define cooperative federalism, but that's how it is. And the Chief Ministers, they should be learning a political lesson out of these meetings. Thank you.